Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is There Is No Substitute. I think we've all been enjoying all the individual prophetic words the Lord has been giving us ever since December 5th of last year. Who doesn't want to hear from God, right? So many people contact me every day asking for words, answers to their questions, or prophetic guidance about where they're supposed to move, what job to take, etc. I got saved after receiving a prophetic message through a teenage girl whose walk was of the highest integrity. I had observed her life, her peace and her joy, and wondered if it was possible to be a Christian and give up sinning and actually be happy about it. So I understand just how much one word from God can change your life. Prophecy has its place, there is no question. It was that one prophetic message that convinced me that God is real and that He cared about me. I have walked through wilderness journeys where I would have given anything for a sure word from the Lord to guide me, to tell me everything was going to be okay, to know that wilderness would not last forever. I've gone through times of financial uncertainty where I just needed to know that God was for sure going to come through for me, that I wouldn't be cast into the street and left homeless. So I know what it's like to desperately need a word from God. And living in the end of the end times, I know what it's like to want to know what our future holds. How bad is it going to get? How soon is it going to happen? What do I need to do to prepare? I have asked the Lord every one of these questions, more than once, for all of us. And I have gotten no answer. A lot of people mistakenly think because I can hear Him speak that He will tell me anything I want to know, and that's not true. I don't even always get answers to the questions about my own life that I need. I'll pray and ask, but I know He'll tell me in His time, in His way, if I need that answer. In the Old Testament, when people had a question or needed the Lord's guidance, they went to the seers and prophets and took a gift and asked their question, and they received answers. I used to do the same thing with my mentor, and the Lord would give me words, but not necessarily answers to the questions I'd asked for, but words nonetheless. In fact, it was Beverly who taught me that principle of the Old Testament. But I still did not always receive the answers I sought. Oftentimes, the Lord wanted to speak to me about something totally different than what I was worried about. Prophecy is for our edification and to help us believe that God is who He says He is and He will do what He says He will do and that He knows all about us. No book in the world has as many fulfilled prophecies as the Bible does. This is one of the things that sets Christianity apart from false religions. Only God could have known all this and written it through men ahead of time. And He did that to help us believe in Him. No person ever fulfilled as many prophecies as Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Messiah of the world, Lord of lords and King of kings, who came in the flesh and died on the cross for our sins, and was seen by over 500 people when God raised Him from the dead. John chapter 20 and Josephus, historian of that time, known for his accuracy, recorded these things. And by the way, there was a man who wrote me an email and demanded that I declare to him that Jesus came in the flesh. What? Have I left any doubt in y'all's hearts that I believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins and God rose Him from the dead? How is it anybody can listen to my podcast and doubt that I believe that? I just had to tell y'all that because I'm still shocked over that, and that was weeks ago. So prophecy has a purpose in our lives. Ever wonder why the Lord won't answer every question we want answered about the end times? Well, He told me it's because the enemy would know the answer too. The enemy, whose purpose and plan is to keep people in sin until it's too late so he can take their souls. And if he knew exactly when Jesus was coming back, he could sure plan that to happen to a lot of people we love that we're praying for, couldn't he? Ever wonder why the Lord won't answer your every question about your life through a prophetic word? Because if He did, you would never seek Him for yourself. you would drop your dollar in the prophecy machine and a prophecy would drop out the bottom like a pack of cigarettes, and you would be like, okay, see you later, God. And off you would go until you needed another prophetic word. Kind of like going to a fortune teller. The Lord will not give you that which will destroy you. Only the devil does that. Satan will be happy, though, to give you one false prophecy after another through false prophets to keep you from the right path. Do not become like Simon the magician, who tried to buy the Holy Spirit. I really feel like many people want to buy a prophetic word, and God's words are just not for sale. Y'all, they're not for sale. He will give them to you free if you seek him. He'll just talk to you like that. Let's read the story of Simon the magician in Acts chapter 8. There was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. He was pretending to be a great man. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. You know what that was, y'all? That was the working of false signs and wonders. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. He wanted to have the power, not the Spirit. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Oh, Lord Jesus is saying that is a word for somebody. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. There is nothing wrong with taking a gift to God and asking for a word or for help. And I've done it myself many times. If I get in desperate straits, that's exactly what I do. I give a seed offering somewhere where the Lord directs, and then I go into prayer and fasting. That was how men did it in the Old Testament. But trying to buy a word, meaning you take the gift and your heart is not right, like Simon the magician was doing, we do not want to be guilty of that, y'all. If you have done that, you should repent right away and get right with the Lord. If you truly repent, he may still honor your desire for a word. I'm explaining this to y'all because I can feel the Spirit on some of the gifts and requests I have received. I also know that some of the requests are from you skeptics who want to know if the gift is real and you are testing the Lord. I personally would advise against that because I don't think you want to see what it looks like when he gets angry at you for being wicked in your heart like that. There are false prophets out there that are little more than fortune tellers who will give you a word for your money, but it won't be from the Lord. I am not a fortune teller, and I don't want you trying to buy a word through me. I apologize if I've done anything to give the impression that you can do this with me. I love to encourage y'all when the Lord gives me words for you, and that is the reason that I announced a while back that he was giving me words for people who donated. The Lord always blesses people who support ministries that are truly of him, y'all, but please take your money to somebody else if you're trying to buy a word. I don't want to be found guilty in this. The Lord gives the people who support this ministry words all the time. And I know he will continue to do that because they give with the right heart. I don't want you getting into trouble with the Lord on this. It makes me feel like I've somehow given you that impression that you can drop in a dollar and a word will pop out like a pack of cigarettes in those old vending machines from the 1960s. That is not how this works, okay? And I said all that to say this. Prophecy is not a replacement for you seeking the face of a God who loved you so much that he was willing to give up the rest of his life on earth, go away from his family and friends, and bear the shame of being nailed naked to a cross in front of everybody and hanging and bleeding in agony and misery until he died there. It is not a replacement for you seeking a relationship with the Lord of Lords to help you walk through your life in the way he wants you to walk. And the Lord will not let you make it a replacement for those things. He will withhold words from you if it is for your own good. Okay, now let's talk about prayer. Prayer requests and praying for other people, because I get tons of prayer requests every day asking me to pray for all kind of things and asking me to agree with people in prayer. First of all, do not ask me to agree with you in prayer unless you and I are close friends, very close friends, and I know your walk, because I don't know how you pray or what your level of understanding is. And the Lord has told me not to agree in prayer with people I don't know, because if they are praying wrongly and I agree, then I am also guilty. That's what he taught me. If you happen to pray for destruction to fall on your ex because they made you angry, and then I would be guilty too if I said, okay, I'll stand with you in agreement for prayer for that. I'll pray in agreement with you. Most people I know would not pray that, but I don't know what you're praying. So I won't do that unless I know you well enough. And the list of people I know that well is 4 people long right now. 4 people. A lot of people write to me asking me to pray that they will resist sin, etc. This is not a valid prayer request, y'all, because that is your choice to make. Your choice is your choice, and prayer is not going to make you resist your sin. Okay? I can pray until I'm blue in the face, but if you want to do that sin, you're still going to do it. If it would stop people from sinning when I prayed that, everybody I know and love would be free of sin right now. Can I just say that? The proper way to request that is probably that the Lord will make you as repulsed by your sin as he is. Somebody else's prayers are no substitute for you saying no to temptation, for you casting down wrong thoughts to honor the Lord, for you loving the Lord enough to resist, for you resisting the devil and submitting to God so the devil will flee from you. I can't pray that off of you. Nobody can. If you really need help, if you really need prayer, leave a comment on one of the words on the site asking how to pray about your specific situation that you're in. We will all answer you with detailed instructions, and you can learn to pray powerful prayers and not have to depend on anyone else. The time is coming, y'all, when we will have no telephone and no internet. What are you going to do if you don't know how to pray? What are you going to do? I don't want you to be caught in that situation and not know how to pray, y'all. I am trying to get you ready for that time. You need to be able to do these things for yourself, okay? All right, let's talk about deliverance, because I get a lot of requests for help with that, have for years. I know the torment of demons being attached to you. I lived it for many years. It is miserable. I teach about deliverance so everybody has the knowledge and can do self-deliverance like I did. I had a lot of demons on me, y'all, I did. There are a lot of reasons for that. One, I find that although everybody wants to be delivered, what a lot of people want is drive-through deliverance, where somebody else does all the work and all the fasting and they do nothing but stand there. I will not help you with that, period. I won't do it. The Lord taught me early on when I was first beginning to try to minister to others that unless that person is fully committed to real deliverance and to walking away from any sin they are in or are tempted by, unless they are determined, as many of us were, to walking as holy a walk as possible, you will hurt them by performing deliverance on them, because they will go back to their sins and the demons will come back each with 7 spirits more wicked than themselves, and that person will be far worse off than before you tried to help them. He actually told me this about a man when I was on the phone with this man years ago when I first got on YouTube. I was trying to help everybody. And this man wanted to be delivered of lust and homosexuality spirits, and he was a friend of mine, and I was trying to help him. And I was on the phone with him, and God spoke to me. I was fixing to cast out the spirits, and God said, don't do it. I said, what? And the Lord said, don't do it. You're going to, and he gave me this whole download about this, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I had to tell him that. I had to tell him that. Because he was not fighting the sin in the right ways or not fighting it hard enough. So he had emailed me and begged me for help. We were friends. And getting delivered is not a 15-minute phone call or deliverance session. It is a long process. It's a journey. If you've been out in the world for a long time, like I was 36 when I got delivered, y'all. When I got saved, it was a long time before I got delivered. It is a journey. It's like pulling back the layers of an onion. You pull back one layer, okay, there's two or three demons right there. You get those demons off. You pull back the next layer, okay, here's some more demons over here. And you just do them as you find them. You get rid of them as you find them. And it took me years. I don't even know how many years because I don't remember when I started. I just remember it took years to get probably about 10 years, 5 or 10 years to get them off. All the ones that I knew of, there may still be some I don't even know I have. Who knows? But they're miserable if they're on me because I'm in the presence of the Lord so much and they hate that. But it took me years to get free. And you can lose your deliverance in 1 hour by getting back into sin. I could lose my deliverance in 10 minutes if I got back into sin. Those demons would be back on me like white on rice. They look for an opportunity to get back on you. I was talking to the Lord the other day, just walking around my house doing housework, talking to the Lord about how preachers don't ever retire. And you know what he told me? Preachers don't ever retire. They can't retire because if they ever retired after preaching the word of God, the minute they retired, the devil would destroy them. I never realized that. So that's just a little bit off subject. But you can lose your whole deliverance the minute you turn back to sin. All right? The enemy will always come right away and try to get you to get into sin or try to make you believe the deliverance did not work. And I find that when a person has to do the work to perform their own deliverance, they're far more careful to do what's necessary to maintain it. If you never have to do any work to get delivered, you're not going to do the work to stay that way either because you can just run and go, oh, I need deliverance, and stand there while you get your drive-through deliverance. In addition to being in line with what the Lord taught me about this, this saves me an enormous amount of wasted time and effort that I could spend doing the prophetic and writing ministries I am called to do, not to mention I'm saved from opening myself up to retaliation by your demons. I said all that to say this: deliverance or having someone help you get free of demonic influences is not a substitute for ridding your life of every possible sin and temptation. It is not a substitute for you learning how to cast out demons yourself. For those of you who want to be lazy and have somebody else do all the work, don't email me. I'm not going to help you with that. We must all work out our own deliverance. For only you know what your thoughts are and what tempts you and what sins you have refused to give up. Don't blame your demons on other people. I just want to clear that up because I get lots of emails from people wanting me to get them delivered, and they get angry when I won't schedule deliverance sessions or phone calls to try to get them free, but they're not willing to lift a finger to help themselves. I am one person, y'all, and I cannot help everybody who asks me for help. It's not that I don't want to. I can't, and I cannot save you. That's God's job. What I can do is point you towards the Savior and tell you how to find what you need so you can do it. I wrote a book on getting free of curses. It took me a long time to find all that stuff out and write it. I did a whole series on spiritual warfare and battled many battles against Satan while I was doing that spiritual warfare series, by the way, and how to get free of demons. Everybody else took the knowledge and used it to start getting free, and you need to do the same thing. And y'all know, you know if I'm talking to you. You know if you're one of these people. Don't blame your demons on other people. Put on your cowboy boots and deal with them the way the rest of us did. I am one person here, and I'm trying to touch as many lives as I can for Jesus in this end of the end times. And I cannot solve your problems. I hear from people all over the world every single day. It's not that I'm not compassionate. I am. It's that I know what God has told me to work on, and that is what I'm doing. And I know what is the most effective use of my time to help the most people I can while I'm here on earth. Y'all already know I get a ton of emails every single day asking me to ask the Lord for a word about this or that or asking for deliverance. And I also read every single comment posted on every single word on the website. Every time I moderate every comment, every time somebody posts a comment, even if it's one word where you just type amen, I get an email with that word in it. I get an email to look at that comment. So all day long, I moderate comments and answer emails in between the other stuff that I'm doing. That's just one of the things I do in running this ministry. And you know what? You are able to learn to hear from the Lord like I do. You are able to learn to do spiritual warfare like I learned. You are able to learn to pray like I pray. It is all in the Word of God and being in a right relationship with Him. And let me tell you, it's not I don't understand asking somebody to pray for you. I remember when I would call other people and ask for a prayer because I did not have enough faith to believe for an answer myself, and I didn't know the Word of God or how to pray it. But the answer isn't to ask somebody else to pray. It's to learn how to do it yourself. What are you going to do when the internet don't work and the telephones don't work and you can't find anybody to pray for you? I did not see as many answers to my prayers then because I was not spending very much time with the Lord. All that changed when I began pursuing Him and His Word with all my heart and spending time with Him the way I should have and getting the sin out of my life. No spiritual gift, no minister, and no ministry is a substitute for you working on your own relationship with the Lord and pursuing Him in every possible way until you can hear His voice yourself and doing your own spiritual warfare and getting your own words on a regular basis. When we run to others for what we should be getting from the Lord ourselves, we are behaving like the unwise virgins. We want some of their oil because we have not redeemed the time ourselves by spending our time with Him instead of pursuing worldly pursuits or entertainment or relationships and built our own relationship with Him. My friend Rick posted a comment today on one of the words that described the oil of the wise virgins perfectly. I knew it was about relationship, but I never could come up with the right words to describe it. Thank you, Rick. He called it the oil of His presence. Amen. You cannot buy this oil. You can get it for free by going into His presence and prayer and worship every day, but you cannot buy the oil of His presence for any price. I know that some of y'all may get offended with me for saying these things, but I'm going to speak truth to you anyway because you need to hear the truth. It is only the truth that sets us free, not candy-coated lies designed to get you to give your offerings. And you're not going to get anything candy-coated here. Spend time with God. Pour out your heart to Him. Read His Word. Listen to sermons. Learn about Him. Listen to sermon after sermon after sermon. Listen to sermons while you commute to work and when you drive home. It'll encourage you. Listen to them while you're doing housework around your house or you men while you're working in the garage. When I used to pull books all day in courthouses for years when I worked in oil and gas, I got me a little MP3 player and I used to load up sermons on that thing and I would stand there in the courthouse. I'd be pulling books, but my spirit would be being enriched with the Word of God. And I had open visions while I was doing that. I'd be standing there looking at a book and all of a sudden the vision would come on. When you spend time in the Word, in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. John chapter 1. The Word is God. That's why you have to spend time in the Word if you want to know God. Jesus was the Word made flesh. The Word of God is God. You need to be in it in some form or fashion. Read it, listen to it, do whatever, but get the Word. Okay, there's no replacement. There is no substitute for that. There is no substitute. I listened to sermon after sermon after. I used to wear out cassette. This was in the time of cassette tapes when I got saved. I had tons of tape albums, tons of them. It was all I did. I fell in love with Jesus and I pursued Him with everything in me and I could not get enough of His Word. I didn't do anything special to get to where I am to hear Him. I just loved Him and I pursued knowing Him with every avenue open to me, and that is nothing you cannot also do. Some people are just lazy and they don't want to spend time with the Lord and they don't want to learn anything from the Word of God. They want to get all their stuff from somebody else. And you are the people I'm talking to today. And you better listen to me. This is important. And when it all goes down and our grid goes down and we can't listen to the radio and we can't play a CD, you're going to wish that you knew these things. Please do not ask other people to give you words because you're too lazy to pursue a real relationship with your Creator, because He is not going to answer your questions until you do. And the enemy will answer your questions through false prophets, through people who are not hearing from the Lord. And the reason is because you are idolizing something else with all your time and attention. And He answers us according to the idols in our hearts, which means you will get a false answer through a false prophet because you have no relationship with the Lord, like the seven sons of Sceva in Acts 19 who tried to cast out demons based on Paul's relationship with Jesus. You can't do that, y'all. Come on. Okay, now I hope that helps you. I'm trying to help you. Let's move on to the prophetic words the Lord has for listeners today. He did give me a few words. If you hear a word and you feel like God is speaking right to you, it does not matter what name is attached to it. Anytime you feel that, it is the Lord speaking to you, and you should take that word as your own, okay? Okay, Lita or Leah, you are caught in a tight situation and you can see no way out. I see two people have you kind of boxed in. The Lord says he is opening a way out by removing one of the people, and to take the way out as soon as it opens up. Take it. Do not delay or the door will close again. Lou, you have been losing money regularly on something and you are unsure what to do. It might be a business or something like that. The Lord says there is a small area of that business or thing or whatever it is that if you put a little more money there, you will start turning a good profit. Angie, I see you seeking and seeking and seeking, but never finding what you are after. The Lord says you cannot find something if you are looking in the wrong place, and to look to him and you will find what you seek. Rick, you are a very strong man and bold. The Lord is smiling over your boldness. He is very pleased with the way you stand up for him, and he wants you to know he has a true blessing coming for you. He called it a true blessing. I'm not sure what that term means, true blessing, or what it means to you, but I know a blessing is an ongoing thing. Where a miracle is a one-time thing, a blessing is a good thing that goes on and on. The Lord is just very pleased with you, and he said he looks for ways to bless you. I'm getting the impression that you don't ask him for very much, and that he wants you to ask him for more and be very specific, as he is looking for ways to bless you because you are so bold for him and you are also very compassionate towards others. Larry, you are a man who likes your routine. You like to be anchored in your routines because you want to know what to expect. The Lord says he is about to shake up your routine, but it is because something good is coming your way. You have been faithful to the Lord, and now he has a big blessing coming for you. Mark or John or John Mark. I'm getting both names at the same time. You are on a journey, a season of life you were not expecting at this time, and you don't look very happy about it. The Lord says you are heading for a very hard place in your life because of a wrong turn you made a while back. You knew at that point the Lord was leading you a different way, but you chose your own way over his. If you truly repent for this and start seeking his face, he will lessen the hard place you're headed for and help you get out of your mess. Lynn or Lindy, you walk very lightly with the Lord. I'm not sure what lightly means, but I think it's a good thing. Maybe a careful not to offend the Lord kind of walk. The Lord is showing me huge, like boulder-sized blessings coming to you very shortly. This is the blessing spoken of in Malachi chapter 3, the tithing chapter, that is so big you won't have room enough to contain it. The Lord says to tell you to get ready to receive a big blessing. Peter, you are a man who spends a lot of time with the Lord, and you are very serious about your walk with him. The Lord is very happy with you and your walk. It is just what he wants from you. The Lord says you are going to be granted a visitation type experience. I think you're going to be transported into heaven for a short visit so that you can tell of your great experience there and all you see there. Oh, you're also going to be shown some things about the great war and the end times that you do not know. You're very interested in the end times. New things that no one knows yet. Wow, that is cool. The Lord says you have been chosen for this because of your walk and because you are a voice to the masses. LaWanda, you have a sweet, sweet spirit and you really love the Lord. The Lord says you're in kind of a mess right now. It may be financial, I'm not sure. But I feel his great compassion for you. He says he is going to bail you out of this mess, LaWanda. He is going to get you out of it, so just praise him for this. Help is on the way. Margaret, you are a faithful servant of the Lord and quick to do anything you know he wants you to do. He is very pleased with this, and he wants you to know he is calling home someone you love soon and for you not to be afraid. It might be your spouse, I'm not sure. Don't be afraid that he's doing this because he's doing it in his great mercy because great suffering lies ahead for this person if he doesn't. And he wants to spare them that suffering and you the suffering of seeing it. He will walk with you through this, Margaret, so don't be afraid. Surround yourself with loving Christian friends, because this will also help you through that time. John, you have been going through kind of a time of weariness where you really just want to go home and be with the Lord. The Lord says to tell you that He has some wonderful blessings for you in times to come, and He does not want you to miss and to think on these things and all the rewards you are storing up in heaven when you get weary. He is going to strengthen you and send you refreshing too. Okay, this word the Lord says is for a number of people. And He gave me names for this. He said this is for a bunch of people. You have been underestimated in your life. People have overlooked you like you weren't even there. He wants you to know that that was by Him that they did that, because He wanted you to have a humble spirit, not an arrogant one, so that He could bless you. Now He is going to exalt you. He is going to raise you up into your calling and use you mightily. He is imparting to you a great gift you are to take out to His people. He will begin to operate this gift through you to bless His own. Watch for it and start praising Him for it now. This word is also for several people. You have been in great financial difficulty of late, and you cannot find your way out. You're not panicking, but you're getting close. The Lord is saying to you, look to Me. Look to Me, not to the people you know. Look to Me, for I am Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides for you. Do you not know you have never had anything I did not give you? I have a good future for you and blessings, but you keep looking to everyone but Me when you're in need. You will not excel now by your own merits. You will not grow by your own hand, for I am taking your ability away until you learn to depend only on Me. This word is also for multiple people. Your eyes have been fixed on the future in anxiety for a long time. And I think this is from constantly seeking prophecies about what is coming, from what I see in the Spirit. I desire you would come back into the present, for you are missing many opportunities to be blessed in this time, and I have not revealed all I shall reveal about the future. If you will seek Me instead of that, you will receive far more of what you seek. All glory to God for this message and for these prophetic words. All glory to God for this. I hope this podcast and these words have been a blessing to you. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas, 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free.